He spent 3 years in a Chinese prison after a life-altering fight in a bar. Today, Detroiter Wendell Brown came home to a joyous welcome for friends and family nearly 3 years to the day after that bar fight.
Let me up in here.
Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman was at Detroit Metropolitan Airport for this emotional homecoming. You can hear it in those voices, Bryce. What was this airport reunion like? Who was there and what did he have to say?
Oh, it was really emotional. There were about 15 or so friends and family among the group of people there. They held up a banner saying, "Welcome home, Wendell." They were all really happy to see him, but obviously there were just tears flowing, lots of hugs and kisses. And then Wendell spoke to all of us reporters who were there. He had a few words to say.
I've been waiting for that moment. Like, I've replayed this moment in my mind millions of times over the past few years, just waiting to finally see these smiles and hear that roar of cheer. Like, it was beautiful.
Remind us again, why was Wendell Brown in China and what happened to land him in prison there?
Yeah, so Wendell, when he left Ball State, he was a football player there. He went to play in the Canadian Football League. Then he played in Austria. And then he landed a job coaching American football in China. Mm-hmm. And one night he was at a bar with some friends and a man threw some bottles at him. And Wendell allegedly pushed the man down and somehow the guy injured his eye. So he was, you know, arrested that night, landed in jail, and the trial happened, and it took a while for him to actually get a verdict. So he had been sitting in jail for months and months and months, just waiting to hear what was going to happen to him.
And Chinese courts, basically, if you're there, you're going to get convicted, is my understanding.
Yeah.
If
you're a foreigner and you're accused of something, you're going to be in jail.
And even though he said he was trying to defend himself and he pleaded not guilty.
Exactly. And he still maintains his innocence in this situation, as do his friends who were at the scene. And the person who accused him even admitted in court later that he lied. So it's a situation that no one wants to be in. But Wendell didn't seem too harp on it. He didn't seem too mad. He was just really happy to be back with his family and to be back home.
And I know it was June of 2018 when he got a 4-year prison term, and he'd already been held for the 20 months prior to sentencing. How did he get out of prison early? Who's getting credit for that?
So the family is crediting a couple of people. They're crediting his attorney over in China, but they're also crediting some media from China. There was an American reporter who heard about the story and did everything he could to get attention to it. And when a few reporters here in the States, myself included, did stories on it, the story just kept spreading like wildfire.
And then I guess what the government did, our government got involved as well?
Yeah, and our government got involved. People at the embassy over in China got involved and they were like, "Hey, we saw what happened, or we heard what happened. We heard the stories from the court hearing. And this guy doesn't seem like he did anything. Like, you guys got to let him go."
And they did early.
Yeah, they did.
So how much contact had Wendell Brown's family had with him in all those years he was in prison?
He says he mostly communicated to them through letters. He did at some points, I think a couple of times a year, FaceTime with his mom and call his mom. I think specifically after the trial and after the verdict was announced.
Now, did anyone have any hints on what he will do now that he's home? I mean, wasn't he a criminal justice major at one point?
He was. He doesn't really plan to pursue any legal action right now. He does want to speak publicly about what happened to him and his story. He hopes to help other people who have been in the same situation. He even spoke on that a little bit earlier.
Any way that I can strengthen other people, any way that I can bring positive light to someone's life, I'm open for it.
Well, before he starts bringing positive light to people's lives, what's the first thing he wants to do now that he's back home in Detroit?
Well, I know the first order of business is the Brown family is going to have a big Thanksgiving-esque meal for him. When he was in prison, he didn't get to eat much. He didn't really trust the food. So he said he's hungry and he is ready to eat.
Michigan Radio's Bryce Huffman, thanks so much.
Thank you.